Well, it's Black Wednesday for the country as tax rises and spending cuts come in, but it's sunny Redditch. I'm here with Alan Mason, who's the Labour candidate in Abbey Ward. Patty Hill is the Labour candidate in Headless Cross and Oakenshaw Ward. And Rebecca Blake is here, and she's going to tell you where she is a candidate and how the campaign is going.
Thank you, David. I'm the candidate in Greenlands. We're quite buoyant. It's going quite well. A lot of people raising the cuts, feeling the pinch, and we're spreading the word that there is an alternative, and we're trying to let them know what that is.
Patty, you worked closely with Jackie Smith, who was a fantastic MP here for many years. It's now a Tory seat. It's one of the seats we've got to win back to get back into contention to being a government again, a party of government. How do you think the mood is? What's the mood like for swing voters in Redditch here at the heart of Middle England?
I think the mood is changing. People are suddenly realising that they have less in their pocket. They're having to look at which way they do their transport now, you know, their annual shopping. The youngsters certainly are having great trouble with getting to training opportunities, looking for work, even going to school. People are really beginning the pinch.
Right. Alan, we've been out getting good response, we have to admit, in a basically Labour area. Lots of people saying their granddad would turn in their grave if they voted anything other than Labour. But sometimes we've neglected those voters or we've not got them out to vote. Mood seems okay. You've got to knock out a Lib Dem here in Redditch. What's your feeling?
This year, this is my sixth campaign. I think this year is the best. I've got the feeling people are happier that they've seen a Labour face than they're also again. But they want to get us back in, to get back the buzzies and lots of other things they've lost.
Becky, you're, how can I put this, younger than the rest of us here. The Labour Party's got to renew from the grassroots, but also got to renew from the youth up. How do you think we can best do that?
I'm not sure 16-year-olds would agree that I look young, but I know what
you're
saying.
You're not 16. Just for those who are on radio rather than on TV, Becky is the right side of my age by a long chalk, but she's not 16.
She looks 16.
But I do take the point that it's important that young people can see people that don't just look like their parents and their grandparents representing them. And to get them interested, we do need more young candidates. And we're delighted that we've got a very young, good, able candidate in Batchley, Luke Stevens. And he's doing a lot with young Labour in Redditch.
And what do you think is the key to reaching out to the younger people who've seen politics defined by Clegg's hypocrisy or by expenses scandals?
It's about them seeing that what we say we actually mean, and they're very disillusioned at the moment, and a lot of them are telling us what difference it makes to not have EMA, and their worries about getting to university in the first place, taking that away, that sort of kicks the ladder away. And then with university fees, they're really worried and don't think that that's something that they can afford to do.
Mm-hmm. Well, look, we've got a day's campaigning all over the West Mids, but we've had a really good start in Redditch. Thanks very much, everyone.